The new restrictions, including the ones we put into place in Pennsylvania, clearly would not have prevented a criminal like Gosnell, since they came from his deliberate disregard for the law, not its weaknesses. And as Justice Breyer's opinion just this week now makes clear, the only thing the restrictions affected is access to safe abortions. But now the smoke has blown away and the court has lifted the curtain on this issue. It has reaffirmed and underlined again the importance of a woman's right to make her own reproductive decisions. The Pennsylvania General Assembly should prove its mistake was made, that a mistake was made, and do this in good faith by quickly fixing it. We turned back the clock for women in 2011, and it's time to move it forward again, or else to turn the legislature's back on all of us. Continuing to restrict access until the court makes us act can only make the situation far worse, and it tramples on the respect that as legislators we pledge and profess to the Constitution. We are going to work to upend this legislation and to continue to protect the rights of women to make their own health care decisions.